The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. And there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
hang on. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by PIBCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Center of America. That's how we get PIBCOA. Now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. You don't have to live with the pain anymore. If you have chronic pain, regardless of why you have it, headaches, migraine, disc injuries, broken bones, broken ribs, hips, knees, feet, doesn't matter. If you have chronic pain, make the pain go away. Call PIBCOA. Do it right now. Ask for Summer. She'll answer all your questions. 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767. At 702-546-8767. I am so happy that he survived another New Year's Eve. He's my friend and he's my collaborator. He is Rico Waller, the owner of Carson Insulation, who joins us. Rico, first of all, happy New Year to you and your family and all the folks in your business there at Carson Insulation. Happy New Year. How was your New Year's Eve? Tame?
It was really, really good. It was very tame. Yeah, we had my my son's mother-in-law came and visited us for about a week, and she's just the most wonderful lady. Her name is Rosa. And, oh, my God, did we eat well. And she came, and she was there for that. We actually stayed up till midnight. I haven't done that in years. We stayed up till midnight. There was no alcohol consumed.
Same way with me, and I did the same thing. I stayed up and watched the fireworks in Las Vegas via TV. And I guarantee you, I did not freeze my butt off.
Right on, man. That's the way to do it. We did a little, we did a fireworks display. Not this Christmas, New Year's Eve, but once we did it at the ranch, it was pretty spectacular.
Do you ever worry about like creating some sort of wildfire?
With fireworks. No,
with fireworks.
It's so wet there. No, it's green and lush and raining. And in fact, it was raining when we did it. It was lightning sprinkling. So, no, it was spectacular. It was so much fun. And we had a bonfire. We had there were 100 people who had a big barbecue. And I just couldn't make it over and do it this year. I was too busy. But last year we did, and we had a bonfire. I'm telling you, I'm talking about a pile of brush and pallets, 30 feet high and 50 feet wide.
Wow.
It was awesome.
Tell me about 2019 for you and your family. 2019, I'm willing to bet, was pretty good for you guys.
it was a good year. It was a good year business-wise, certainly, and family-wise, it was a wonderful year. I got two new grandbabies, a new grandson and a new granddaughter, both in December. And that was no, I take it back. My Kyra was born in November. But Ash, his name is Ash. Ash Murphy Hudson Rosner was born on December 9th. He was due the 26th, but he was born on the 9th. And he's a beautiful little red-headed boy. He's going to be a carrot top. Can you believe that?
Oh, my God.
I don't even know. It's Ryan's side of the family has that, has some red-headed people back, but not in the immediate generation above him. It's like, you know, his grandmother was red-headed. And so... popped out Nash, so we're gonna have a little redheaded boy. I'm so excited, I just love it.
That is so cool. Take me through what you expect in 2020. It's an election year, so everything's gonna be viewed through the lens of politics, and because of where we are in the year, early in the year, and because of what the Democrats want to do, it's gonna be through the lens of impeachment.
Yeah, it is, and it's well. There's two parts of my forecast for what the upcoming year is going to be. I think the political world is going to be ugly, unpleasant, a lot of contention, and I think you know, that part of it's real negative from my perspective. It just makes you unhappy to have to deal with it and think about it all the time. It's stressful, but I think we're going to win. I think we're going to win in a big way. Trump's going to win re-election. I predict 42 states. And I think that he's going to carry a whole lot of congressional candidates with him. And I think we're going to gain enough to actually gain a majority. That would be spectacular. And that's a real possibility. I think it's 50-50 that we actually do that.
I think that would be great.
Yeah, I think it's a possibility. But in any case, it's going to be much, much closer. And the closer it gets, the less inclined the Democrats are going to be as a group to pursue further, you know, impeachment nonsense.
One trend that we're going to be looking at over the course of the next year, and that is the trend that we are seeing in very blue states, that people are escaping. New Yorkers, yep, for instance, keep voting with their feet. An Empire Center analysis of U.S. Census Bureau data found that almost 1.4 million people have fled New York since 2010, the largest population drop of any state. We see similar losses in the People's Republic of California. What's going on?
Well, let me point something out to you. There's a lot of people in California that would absolutely leave there, but there's a couple things that hold them. One is incredible, unbelievable good weather. They don't have that in New York. And the second is agriculture. There are families that are just tied. They're very conservative. But they're tied to agriculture. They're tied to the land. That Central Valley of California is like the Mesopotamian Valley. It's spectacular farmland, and you can't replace that anywhere else in the world, in the United States certainly. And so they're tied in a way that they can't escape. So otherwise, you would see a much, much greater exodus from California to states like Nevada and Texas and Oklahoma, and the Midwest is just really, really benefiting from this. So is Florida. Florida and Texas are also, but states like Oklahoma, Missouri's booming. It's a booming economy in the state of Missouri. And a lot of those states, Tennessee, Kentucky, are really benefiting from California, New York stupidity.
Let me ask you, do you worry about what's going to happen in states like Tennessee, like states like Missouri? The same thing that we're viewing here, what we call the Californication of the state of Nevada. Is it possible that we're going to see states change dramatically in their voting patterns and things like that?
Well, it's happening in Texas right now, and it's real, real scary. Texas is becoming less red and more blue, you know, more purple. All the time, and I hope that's going to be forestalled. But some states I don't worry about it. I don't worry about it in Kentucky. I don't worry about it in Tennessee or Missouri or Oklahoma or Kansas. A lot of those states people are moving there. Georgia. Georgia used to be a deep blue state, and it's a very red state now. And it's a wash. I think it's a wash.
More from Rico Aller, the owner of Carson Insulation in Mound House, that big, beautiful blue building out there on 50 Highway East. If you haven't driven by there, you ought to stop by. Enjoy a free cup of coffee with my buddy Rico and his family. It's a family-run organization. It's really cool. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now. Real water is simply awesome. Hey, Kevin Wall here. And now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Just for my listeners, get a free bottle of the Real Water Concentrate. Just pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com and click on the Real Water logo.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports the balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
Hi there, this is Summer with PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. Every day at PIBCOA, we treat people with physical injuries and help them find healing with our non-drug and non-invasive treatments. We helped Kevin Wall recover from his shoulder impingement so effectively, he canceled his surgery. We're not limited to treating physical pain and injuries. We also treat the brain. We help people who are suffering from PTSD, depression, concussions, addiction, and Alzheimer's. We use microcurrents of electricity to help every cell in your body to start healing rapidly, even those in your brain. Our patients are sleeping better, have increased energy, and improved relationships. Schedule your treatment today. Call me at 702-546-8767. That's 546-8767. Take advantage of our special. Kevin Wall listeners receive two treatments for the price of one. Call us now at our West Sahara PIBCOA Clinic, 702-546-8767, or visit us at PIBCOA.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. Rico Waller, our eyes and ears in Northern Nevada. He is the owner of Carson Insulation, that big, beautiful blue building in Mound House. And how's business been this week so far with the holiday?
Oh, it's been slow. We had a big week, a Christmas week. We actually worked Christmas Eve. We didn't work Christmas Day, but we worked Christmas Eve. Had two crews out, just trying to stay caught up. And this week's going to be slow, though. We're doing projects here at the shop, though. I'm out driving tractor today, and I got a new renter coming in, a company is leasing a piece of one of my warehouses, Hercules Mining.
And oh, wow.
They do exploratory mining, and I'm really excited about it. They're really super neat people. It's going to be fun to have them around and get to visit.
Good, 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 good. Hey, I want to talk some presidential politics, because with the end of the year comes the end of the third quarter from a Federal Election Commission standpoint. Their final numbers for the year and for the fourth quarter. And what they found is that in 2019, Trump raised $143 million. In the fourth quarter, the president raised $46 million. Bernie Sanders, $34 million. Vice President Biden, former Vice President Biden, raised $22.7 million. Mayor Pete, $24.7 million. Andrew Yang, only $16.7 million. How about that? But through all of this, Marianne Williamson, the author and kook, fired her entire staff, but she's still in the race. What do you make of that?
Well, you said it. She's a kook. You heard the thing she has to say? My gosh, love. Love is the answer for our political problems.
She is listed. She's listed as a spiritual leader and author. Polling polling somewhere between 0% and 1%.
Yeah, she's not doing very well. I don't think her spiritual leadership is going to give her political leadership. I don't think it's going. One's not going to translate into the other. You know what's beautiful about Donald Trump raising so much money? Besides, I mean, you know, he is just dynamic and awesome, and his ability to raise money is tremendous. And he's not even really fundraising. I mean, he's not actively himself fundraising. He's doing the business of the people. But the Democrats have to spend all their money now. You know, the Iowa caucus is, what, 2 months away?
I mean, yeah.
It's shortly. And they're spending their money now trying to win against one another. When they come out of it, you know, imagine if it is let's hit Joe Biden. Can you imagine how pitiful his fundraising is going to be? If it weren't for the free media that the Democrats get, the constant free political ads they get on MSNBC, CNN, and the other networks, they would have no ability to touch the people in terms of advertising.
Now, should we be listening to Democrats that say, oh, once we coalesce around one candidate, there'll be even more money coming out, tons more money coming out, and that we'll be able to compete? Remember, this is the same Democrat Party that outspent Trump $1.2 billion to $500 million, and Trump won. Do you believe Democrats when they say, oh, don't even worry about that, we're going to spend all our money in the primary, because there'll be tons more after that? Do you believe that?
Well, you know what? He's not running against Hillary Clinton and the Clinton machine. The Democrats are going to be fractured. They're not going to come out of this unified, because there's a socialist wing of the Democrat Party that is just insane. And the big money people, for the most part, aren't in that category. The people that are contributing, businesses and such, that are crony capitalists, you know, they don't want their ox to be gored either. And I think that Donald Trump is going to outspend his Democrat opponent when it comes right down to it. And that's a huge advantage. If a Democrat could be anywhere near par with the Democrats in a presidential race, it's good news for us.
Let me just ask you and just rattle off some of these numbers, and you tell me your reflection. The fourth quarter numbers, Bernie Sanders, $34 million in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Former Vice President Joe Biden, $22.7 million. Mayor Pete, $24.7 million. Andrew Yang, $16.7 million. Are there any of these names that you're fairly certain will not be around maybe in a month or so? I mean, we got another debate coming up January 14th.
Elizabeth Warren won't be around, I don't think. I don't think that Yang is going to be around much longer. And the kook lady, she's not going to be around. I think it's going to come down to Biden and Buttigieg. And, you know, that's how I see it.
Who in Buttigieg?
Biden.
Oh, really? You didn't mention Bernie.
Oh, well, I'm not sure he's going to be alive.
Oh, God.
I don't think Bernie Sanders is, I should have included him. Those three would be the ones that I think will still be standing. But after Iowa, God knows, I mean, it could be down to Biden and Sanders or Biden and Buttigieg. I'm terrible at predicting these things. I have to tell you, I look back on my historical predictions and, they're not very good a lot of times. Sometimes I've been dead on, but, I miss a lot too. So it's like, you know, sometimes it's better just to hire the monkey and have him throw darts at that board.
Yeah. Let me ask you. You're a guy that spent, 7-8 years in the California legislature. And I'm just curious. I want to ask you the same question I asked Chuck Muth yesterday. Yeah. And that is this whole notion of when it's time to fold your tents. When does a candidate know that it's time to get out of a race? And is it when they – my belief is it's when they run out of money. But you may have a different feeling about it. Well, when is it time to get out?
When they find out that somebody has pictures of them doing something really, really bad, and when they run out of money. Those are the two things. Let me give you an example of the running out of money thing. Do you remember when Phil Graham from Texas ran for president?
Sure.
He was my pick, man. I love that guy.
I love him too.
Spent quite a bit of time with me. He's fabulous. He's the guy that said, "I got more guns than I need, but not as many as I want."
Oh, God.
He was way ahead of everybody in fundraising in the presidential election, and he was the odds-on favorite to win. I predicted he would win, so wrong again. But you know what he did? He had a crappy campaign of fundraising. So he raised a potload of money and blew through it so fast. His people rented a high-rise in Dallas, an entire floor of a high-rise, like $1 million a week. And it burned through all their money.
I was going to say, I was going to say, they call it the burn rate when you run through a lot of money fast.
So I'm never concerned just about how much money they raise. I want to know what they have on hand. What do you actually have in your account? I've been in campaigns where I was vastly outspent. I still won because I handled my money wise because I'm a businessman. I'm not stupid. Some of these people just hire someone else to handle their money. Well, let me tell you, the campaign consultant's job is to transfer campaign fundraising money and to fees and commissions as quickly and efficiently as possible. You just have to control the spending, like running a business.
If folks want to reach out to you, they want to stop by, tell us where they can generally find you.
Well, you can generally find me at 10097 Highway 50 East, which is just out of Carson City as you come into Mound House on the right. The big blue building, and you can't miss it. It's gargantuan, and it's like 30 feet high, bright blue building. And I'm there most of the time. Been working pretty steady.
You're working hard, man. You're working hard. You have yourself a great week, and we will talk to you again next Friday. How about that?
You betcha, Kevin. Look forward to talking to you.
Thank you. That's Rico Aller, our eyes and ears in Northern Nevada, joining us live and local. Oh, guess what? Coming up, Michael Joyce, Republican National Committee Deputy Press Secretary. What do all these fundraising numbers really mean when it comes to presidential politics? He knows, and he'll tell us. That's all next, live and local, now.
Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are falling and oil prices climbing after U.S. forces killed a top Iranian general, and Iran has vowed to retaliate. Carl Lowry of Refinitiv Commodities is predicting crude oil prices could go up to $80 to $100 a barrel if the situation escalates. Whether Americans will pay more at the pump, Lowry says...
What we have is a good supply of gasoline in America, But we do supply, or the world supplies, a lot of gasoline to Iran. They're one of the biggest importers of gasoline in the world. So if that happens and we shut down Iran, it could be we see that gasoline come back into our market short term.
And shares of most U.S. energy companies are rising today, except for refiners who face higher input costs. And shares of Apple are lower after surpassing the $300 a share mark for the first time since a 7-for-1 stock split back in 2014. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Fox News. I'm Lillian Wu. More U.S. troops are heading to the Middle East, according to defense officials speaking to Fox News. This after the killing by the U.S. of Iran's top general, whose Secretary of State Mike Pompeo insists
had hundreds of American lives, blood on his hands.
Pompeo telling Fox News the killing was necessary to stop an imminent attack. Some Democratic lawmakers lashing out.
This action may well have brought our nation closer to another endless war. Exactly the kind of endless war the president promised he would not drag us into.
The top Democrat in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, who said he'd gotten no advance notice of the attack. And stabbings in Austin, Texas, leaves one person dead, multiple people hurt. It started in a coffee shop at a shopping plaza. Reports say there is a suspect in custody. America's listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
I'm Neil Cavuto from Fox Business.
I'm Liz Klayman.
And I'm Charles Payne.
Life is too short not to go long.
We care about your success.
Your American dream.
Fox Business.
Invested in you.
Subscribe and listen to the latest from Fox News podcasts. It's the Impeachment Witch Hunt with Fox News legal analyst Greg Jarrett. A must listen to get the full legal view of the current impeachment. Greg lays out the historical context and what is on the line legally. All the facts, all in one place.
Due process does apply to congressional investigations.
Go to foxnewspodcasts.com to download and subscribe now. America is listening to Fox News.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't you love her madly? Don't you need
On across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, we are your radio program of record. We are live and local now. I'm so excited. America is finally standing up. And boy, I tell you, some of these Democrats are beside themselves. They can't believe that we would actually do something when attacked. I'm flabbergasted by that. By the way, Jeff Gillen was over from News 3, and we'll be doing a piece with him on the 5 o'clock news. It probably won't be long because we did it during a commercial break, and they came in studio and filmed a little bit of us, taped a little bit of us. That's cool. Always good to see him. I missed him over the holidays. Normally they're in here about every couple of weeks, every couple of 3 weeks, but I hadn't been in a while, and it was good to see a smiling face. It really was. I had a chance earlier to visit with Michael Joyce. He is the deputy press secretary for the Republican National Committee, and we were talking about the money in the presidential race. The president raised $46 million in the last quarter. Bernie Sanders, $34 million. Vice President Biden, $22.7 million. Mayor Pete, $24.7 million. Andrew Yang, he of the Freedom Dividend, he raised $16.7 million. And I asked Michael Joyce what all these numbers mean.
Yeah, well, when you look at just 2019 as a whole, the Trump campaign and the RNC raised $463 million. So, close to half a billion with a B. Go to the last 3 months alone, the RNC brought in $72 million. Of course, we heard the total from the Trump campaign that you mentioned just a second ago. They brought in $46 million. We brought in total $154 million in the last 3 months, and we have over $200 million cash on hand. And I think what it says is that the American people are absolutely behind this president. They support his America First policies, and they absolutely reject the sham impeachment charade that continues to drag on and on and on. They want nothing to do with it. And what I'd like to point to is the fact that since impeachment started, when Nancy Pelosi issued her first press conference saying we're moving forward with articles of impeachment, we've gained over 600,000 new small donors with no previous donor history. So it's very telling that the American people have clearly turned from the Democrats on impeachment and heading into a very pivotal 2020 election year. It couldn't be more clear where the pulse of the country is. The American people clearly stand behind President Trump.
And when you look at even today's news with the greatest economy maybe in our country's history, still there are foreign policy issues that can rear their ugly head and cause problems for a presidential reelect. Can you talk a little bit about what's been going on in Baghdad, the killing of the Iranian general, and what kind of problems that presents for this administration?
Sure. Well, of course, the military general of the Iranian Quds Force, which is a very powerful military force, basically Soleimani is able to wage every single proxy war on behalf of Iran all over the Middle East in areas like Yemen. He propped up Bashar al-Assad in Syria. He's been a huge advocate for Hezbollah and Hamas. So he has his hands in a lot of different countries all over the region. And the biggest difference that we saw between Barack Obama and President Trump is that under President Obama, of course, he wanted to realign American interests with Iranian interests, which is just never going to happen. And what President Trump saw is that Iran wanted to replace American influence in the Middle East and kick American forces out anywhere they can and harass us. Of course, we saw on New Year's Eve, they stormed the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad and killed an American contractor out there. So they've already killed American citizens on U.S. turf. And the United States Embassy is American turf. That's our own sovereign land there. So they already attacked one of our own American citizens. And the White House and the Pentagon was reporting last night that Soleimani was plotting more attacks against American diplomats all over the region in the Middle East. So it was a preventative strike because they knew what was coming down the pipeline. And Mark Esper, the Secretary of Defense, said as much just a week ago. He said, if we feel provoked, if we know that there's an attack coming down the pipeline, we will not hesitate to strike first. And that's what you saw happen just last night in Baghdad. And, you know, all I can say is shame on the Democrats for the way they've been reacting to this, because when Osama bin Laden was killed in this country, you saw many Republicans all over the country put politics aside for a minute and just celebrate a very historic moment for our country. And if you saw the reports, they're saying that the death of Soleimani is far more substantial than killing Osama bin Laden or even al-Baghdadi, the ISIS leader, just a short time ago, because he's not only waging every single proxy war and propping up terrorism all over the globe. He's also seen as kind of a head of state figure in the Iranian government. So this is a huge get. This really changes the dynamic of the Middle East, specifically with all the wars that Iran has been waging in places like Yemen, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, and so on. So it's a very historic moment. And again, it's just unbelievable to listen to Democrats like Ilhan Omar say that this is meant to be a distraction. Kevin, my question is, a distraction from what? This booming economy? From the fact that we've gotten two Supreme Court justices? From the historic summits we've had with North Korea? Or extending paid family leave? I mean, I could go on and on. But I don't think President Trump is trying to do anything in terms of a distraction. I think he's just trying to protect American civilians and American diplomats, whether they're here at home or out abroad as well.
Again, Michael Joyce joining us, Republican National Committee Deputy Press Secretary. And Congress is back in session as of today. In fact, Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer are going to be speaking in the next few minutes on the floor of the United States Senate. A little bit later on, we'll try and bring you some of their remarks. But I'm just curious, this impeachment thing, do we have any indication of when, well, if or when Nancy Pelosi is going to release the articles of impeachment and send them on to the Senate?
I think what we're hearing right now, what reports are saying that we're hearing, is that at some point next week, Pelosi still understands the precedent here, and she's going to have to at some point announce who the managers are going to be, and she's going to have to deliver the articles of impeachment to the Senate to go forward with the trial. What's interesting is Josh Hawley, Missouri senator, came out and said that he's going to actually introduce a resolution to dismiss all of this. But before he can even do that, we still need to see these articles of impeachment delivered. So that will most likely happen at some point next week. We'll find out more about that, hopefully after McConnell and Schumer speak. But you can probably expect some more movement on this next week. And, you know, I've heard Republican senators say that they're expecting this to be wrapped up by the end of the month, by early February. So it could happen very quickly. Mitch McConnell has come out and said that he's not opposed to having witnesses. But again, when you hear what Democrats are saying in terms of fairness and the witnesses that they want, I think the American people are old enough to remember the House hearings where there was no due process. There was no fairness whatsoever in that process. And you saw the American people turn on the Democrats when they went forward with their impeachment hearings and their inquiry in the House. So it'll be interesting to see how things shake out next week.
Michael, this is not your first rodeo, so I'm asking for some expert testimony here. Who is it that ultimately gets the deciding vote? Some in the Republican Party want a very quick trial, maybe no trial at all. The president wants vindication. He wants to get his word out. Some want a full-blown trial with witnesses and the whole thing. Who is it that gets the deciding vote?
You know, I think it'll really be up to Republican leadership in the Senate. So Senator McConnell and his team, as they move forward, once they actually get the articles of impeachment, I think people forget in this entire process just how insane it is that Nancy Pelosi is playing basically politics with our Constitution and our institutional processes by dangling the articles of impeachment and not actually sending them to the Senate like you're supposed to. So her time's up, but ultimately what happens with an impeachment trial, that will be determined by the Senate Judiciary, by Senate Leader McConnell, and we'll see where they take this. But I think the American people are sick and tired of this. I think they'd like to see this wrapped up so we can go back to getting to work for the American people, which is why we vote our elected officials into office to Washington, is to go serve us, not the other way around. So I think the American people are sick and tired of it, and they'd like to see Congress get back to work, because we have a litany of issues to take care of that don't even include the foreign policy agenda that we're seeing play out before our very eyes right now.
Michael, does a longer trial hurt or help the president and his reelect?
I think Democrats have proven, starting basically since the president was running for president, the longer they attack this president, the more it gets not only his base fired up, but it gets independent voters fired up. We've seen polling in battleground states all over the country where people are more fired up because they're sick and tired of watching the Democrats play games with our country. They're basically saying that we want to impeach a president simply because we don't like the guy. We don't think he deserved to win in 2016. So we're going to remove him because he's also wiping out Barack Obama's legacy. There's basically nothing left from the Obama legacy at this point. So they're basically looking to impeach him. And I think the American people see through it and see what it is. And yeah, I think the longer this drags out, the more it's going to hurt them. So in a way, they're probably hoping it does get wrapped up. But I think the more that comes out, the more we learn about Hunter Biden's interest in the Ukraine will only further damage the Democrat Party. And the more that they talk about impeachment really just shows the American people that they don't actually care about getting anything done. They just simply want to score petty political points and take out a president that they don't like because he's actually getting things done for the American people.
In our final couple of minutes with Michael Joyce, Republican National Committee Deputy Press Secretary, the president will be on the road January 14th in Wisconsin. And wouldn't you know it, it's the same night as the Democrat presidential wannabes will be on the stage in Iowa at Drake University. Will the message be essentially the same from the president? Anything new you can expect from the president on the 14th at in Wisconsin?
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be more of the same because this president, the promises he made on the campaign trail in 2015 and 2016, he's kept those promises to the American people. And I think he sees what the Democrats are doing with impeachment. Of course, we're going to hear on the Democrat debate stage, they're going to accuse the president and Republicans of being warmongers, of trying to start another regime change type war. They're going to continue to attack the president and his policies. But I think the American people, when they hear from President Trump at his rally, are going to say, look, the economy is booming right now. My taxes went down and my paycheck got higher because of tax reform. We doubled the child tax credit. Paid family leave has been extended now. So there's a lot of things that we can point to, whether that's unemployment figures, the jobs numbers that we continue to see, the strong jobs numbers that keep coming out. I think the president has absolutely every reason to remind people, you know, the Democrats are trying to distract you with impeachment because this country and the direction we're headed in is exactly what I promised I would do. And the American people support it. So I think you're going to continue to hear more of the same. And I think you're going to continue to hear him attack Nancy Pelosi for playing these games when we have an opioid crisis in this country. We need to fix our infrastructure. We need to lower prescription drug costs. These are things that Democrats claim to care about. But every time they have an opportunity to do so, they seem to only focus on impeachment. So I think it's going to be more of the same, no doubt.
Michael Joyce, Republican National Committee Deputy Press Secretary, joining us from the swamp, his first visit of 2020 to Live and Local Now. Coming up, one of the, well, jurors, if you will. Impartial? I don't think so. Macy Hirono from Hawaii, one of the U.S. senators, talking about her expectations of a Senate trial, an impeachment trial. We'll get to that and more coming up, Live and Local Now. Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it. I'm here to tell you about PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. For over 8 months, I dealt with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I discovered PIBCOA. After just 6 pain-free treatments at PIBCOA, my shoulder pain went away. Repeat, my shoulder pain went away, and we canceled the surgery. Make your pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. And there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
At its heart, free markets are about opportunity. I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. Advancing freedom, empowering individuals with opportunity, well, that's at the core of Nevada Policy's mission. It's the reason our organization exists. We believe individuals who work hard, take risks, and are dedicated to building a future for their family, they deserve the opportunity to pursue their dreams without politicians and government getting in the way. And you know what? We're not alone. Nevadans from all walks of life partner with us to promote the kind of free market solutions that maximize opportunities for individuals. Together, we work to preserve and expand the kind of freedom that has made Nevada such an amazing place to live. Now, more than ever, we're taking this message to a more diverse audience, letting more Nevadans than ever before know exactly how we're working to keep this state free and prosperous for them. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more and to support our important work today. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is brought to you by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
You know, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and Las Vegas Cyclery has a wide variety of the latest e-bikes. For those of you who want to ride again but you have some physical limitations, those electric bikes are really cool. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. I mentioned one of the jurors in the upcoming Senate trial, assuming that Nancy Pelosi gives them up, gives up the articles of impeachment. She hasn't yet. Hasn't said when she will. But Macy Hirono from Hawaii was on with Anderson Cooper last night. She is still hoping against hope, and I think this is, I hate to, you know, throw cold water on what she wants, because I don't think it's going to happen. But she is hoping that John Bolton and Mick Mulvaney and others from the White House will testify at a Senate impeachment trial.
We don't know what they're going to say. They could come forward and exonerate the president, but notice that they're not coming forward, and the president doesn't want them to come forward.
Where are we? I mean, you know the Senate, you know, better than anybody. Do you think that this will actually, that there actually will be a trial?
I don't know how Mitch McConnell is going to not have a trial. I don't think that Nancy Pelosi is going to withhold the impeachment articles. But let's face it, there are all kinds of obfuscations going on, all kinds of distractions. And my expectation is that there will be a trial. It may not be, it probably won't be, if Mitch has his way, the kind of fair trial that we should be having and that the American people want, with witnesses and relevant documents. So if Mitch has his way, we will have a trial. And it will not be the kind of fair trial. And so, you know, he's taking his marching orders from the president, as he basically always does in these instances.
So, I mean, Democrats really only need, what, four Republicans to side with them when it comes to what the Senate trial would look like, whether or not there'll be witnesses called. Mm-hmm. Have you heard any appetite from moderate Republicans or so-called, if there are, to side with Democrats on this?
We know that we've heard Susan Collins, we've heard Lisa Murkowski, we've heard Mitt Romney express some concerns, but expressing concerns does not mean that they're actually going to vote with us in insisting that witnesses be called and documents be produced. So anybody can express all kinds of concerns, but big deal if they're going to continue to support Mitch and what he wants to do, which is basically to not have any witnesses and to not have the kind of fair trial that we want. So I think, you know, the bottom line is that if we proceed in this fashion, in the way that Mitch and the president want, then I guess we're left with the president saying, I did it. So what? That is a Mulvaney excuse and explanation. Get over it. This is nothing to get over. So we need to do everything we can to bring truth to light. And thank goodness that this redacted evidence is yet another, in my view, evidence of the president's wrongdoing.
Now, the last word I'm going to give to Dana Perino. This is cut seven. She was on with Tucker Carlson last night. This is cut seven. And it kind of eulogized the suspension of Julian Castro's presidential campaign.
So, Dana, you keep hearing from Democrats this grave disappointment in their own primary electorate, suggesting that they're bigots for supporting, I guess, Biden and Bernie. What do you make of that?
I don't know. I wonder if the media organizations are going to send out a bunch of reporters all across the nation to find out what actually is happening in this country, as they did after the 2016 election result. The thing about Julian Castro is that he gave the DNC convention speech back in 2012, and he became the candidate of tomorrow. But he was the candidate of tomorrow for so long that it became yesterday. He never was able to get a foothold. And the two things that you point out, that the two major policy positions on abortion and on immigration, he never got enough support that those policies were actually scrutinized. If you think of something like Elizabeth Warren and Medicare for All, that got the full treatment. But Julian Castro, ever since 2012, thought that he was going to be on that stage, maybe the nominee. I think that he will, though, be on the VP shortlist, even if he really doesn't deserve to be, but his name will be on the list. But I don't know if they'll actually choose him, because there's many other people that showed that they were able to get some base of support.
Dana Perino last night with Tucker Carlson. The last word today, Ben Sasse, Senator, Nebraska, quote, talking about Qasem Soleimani and his passing. Quote, this is very simple. General Soleimani is dead because he was an evil bastard who murdered Americans. Adios, General Soleimani. That's going to do it for today. Don't forget, check out News 3 at 5 o'clock today. I'll be on with my friend Jeff Gillen. Till we join you on Monday, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day and have a great weekend, would you please? Live and local now. Last night I heard her let him slam, and so I wish that I could stay before the thing could answer me. Well, someone couldn't put the lamp away. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. But boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. as they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.